Unit 1. Literature. Pages 20 to 22.
The Test by Ina Claire Gabler. Carlos and Mercedes met after school as usual and began walking together. When they reached the main street of their neighbourhood, they heard sounds of Latin music coming from a music shop. Carlos dropped his books on the sidewalk. Then he started dancing to the music. He smiled playfully at Mercedes. "Carlos," Mercedes said, laughing, "people are looking."
"Let them look, baby. Carlos Rosario will show them how to dance."
Soon a small crowd gathered around Carlos. "Dance with him, Mercedes," a friend called out. Mercedes shook her head, blushing. She was happy for Carlos, but she was shy. Carlos danced until the song ended. Then he picked up his books and put them under one arm.
"Come on," he said, as they walked away from the crowd. "Let's go buy a cola."
"Okay," she said, "but I can't stay for long."
"What's the hurry?" he asked. "It's a beautiful spring day."
"I know, Carlos," she said, "but you know I have to help my mother before supper. Also, we have a history exam tomorrow."
"Look, I have to take that stupid exam too, but do I look worried about it?"
"No, but I don't see you passing it either," she said quietly. He stopped walking and looked at her.
"I don't need my girl to tell me what to do."
"I'm not telling you what to do. It's true what I said, and you know it. I want a good mark on tomorrow's test. It's the last one before the final."
"Man, the teachers and my parents are bad enough," he said. "Now you? Of all the girls in the school, I end up with a brain for a girlfriend. I guess you'll fill 100 pages tomorrow."
They spent some time at a nearby cafe. Mercedes got home at 5.
"Where have you been?" her mother asked in Spanish.
"I had a cola with Carlos, Mummy," Mercedes answered.
"He's no good, that boy. He's a bum."
"He's not a bum. He just likes to have fun, that's all."
"Don't argue with me. Behave yourself."
"Sorry, Mummy."
"It's late," her mother said. "We still need to prepare supper. Your father will be home soon."
After supper, Mercedes helped Miguel, her little brother, with his homework. Her parents didn't know English well, so it was her job to help him. Later, Mercedes did her own homework. After the history test the next day, Mercedes spoke to Carlos.
"Did you study?" she asked. "I played basketball with some of the guys," he said with a smile.
"Do you think you passed the test?"
"Well, funny thing. The teacher didn't ask any questions about basketball," he laughed.
Mercedes laughed too.
"You're right. History has nothing to do with basketball."
After school, they met at their usual place.
"How's the brain?" Carlos asked her.
"Still ticking," she said softly.
"Let's go to the park," he said. "Some of the kids will be there."
"I'd like to, but I've got to go home."
"What's the rush?" he asked.
"My mother gets upset when I'm late from school. She needs me to help with supper and Miguel. Then I'm so tired, I can hardly study."
"Okay, you go home and work. I'm going to play basketball. Life is for living, not working like a slave." He turned and walked away.
Mercedes held her tears as she walked home. For the next 2 weeks, she and Carlos did not meet after school. Mercedes said she had to study. Carlos said he had to live. The night before the final history exam, Carlos called Mercedes on the phone.
"Look," he said, "I called to ask you a favour. I just can't cram all that history stuff into my head. I need your help."
"Sure," she said. "Why don't you come over?"
We can study together. Mercedes was happy. She'd show her mother that she could be a good influence on her fun-loving boyfriend. Well, that's not what I had in mind. I thought you could help me during the test.
You mean cheat?
Come on, honey, it's not murder. Good friends should help each other. Well, she felt torn inside. If she cheated, she would lose her self-respect and might get caught. If she didn't help Carlos, he'd fail and be left back a year, and she'd lose him forever.
What do you say? Carlos asked.
I'm not sure, Carlos.
If I can't count on my best friend, who can I count on?
Mercedes felt awful. Carlos made her happy. He brought fun into her life. She was so quiet and shy that some of the kids thought she was stuck up. But with Carlos, she was accepted and part of the action. He was her friend and she liked him. Could she let him down? The next day in history class, Carlos sat next to Mercedes. When he gave her his beautiful smile, Mercedes looked down at her desk. She had decided what to do. She was scared. The teacher put the exams face down on each student's desk.
There will be no talking from now on, she said. Any talking will be considered cheating. So will passing notes.
Carlos leaned towards Mercedes.
Be cool, honey.
Mercedes' face felt hot and her hands felt cold.
All right, the teacher said. You may start the examination now. You have 50 minutes.
Mercedes turned over her exam. She stared at the questions on her exam, but she could not concentrate on the words. Carlos was watching her. Mercedes took a piece of paper and wrote on it for a while. She waited until the teacher was not looking and passed the folded paper to Carlos. Carlos took the paper and smiled at her. Then he looked at the paper. It said, "Dear Carlos, last night I didn't know what to do. Now I know I can't cheat." Mercedes could see how disappointed he was. She also felt his anger, but decided not to look at him again. She filled in the answers on the exam and gave it to the teacher. Then she left the room and Carlos. She cried all the way home. Later that day, she saw Carlos dancing in front of the music shop. He was with Carmen, one of Mercedes' classmates. Mercedes went home and helped her mother with supper. Then she helped her brother with his homework. When she finally washed up for the night, she saw an unhappy face in the mirror, but she could look straight into the eyes of that face.